Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. And I'm your host for this evening. I'm the Miracle Man. Preacher Man, I don't know if he's listening or what he's doing, but I know God is with him wherever he is. And I am back at McDonald's tonight at 1711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland. And with me, I do have the best soft drink in the world, Coca-Cola. As regular Coca-Cola is the best soft drink in the world. Every time, it always wins. Better than Pepsi, better than RC Cola, Fago. Yes, Future Man, my Coke is so much better than your Dr. Pepper. I know, Future Man, I'm coming out swinging hard. Your Dr. Pepper, in fact, this is from baseball. Your Dr. Pepper struck out where my Coke hit a grand slam. No, that doesn't mean Dr. Pepper's never good. I like drinking it, but just in comparison, you know, the Dr. Pepper struck out on his last at-bat, where my Coca-Cola on his last hit, home run. And friendly competition, and I love it. But folks, sorry. They're what?
They're not home.
They're probably the stuff.
So it's okay.
But anyhow, folks. So last night, folks, I was in Auburn, and I was at that Youth for Christ, and it went pretty good. You know, the leaders were good. They encouraged the youth to get involved with it. And I told the kids briefly about my story about how I was not to live past 12 years old. And originally, I was supposed to die before that even. But here I am, 28-year-old man, and I'm still here by the grace of God. And I talked to these kids briefly about it, and it seemed like it really gave hope to them. So I was pleased about that. I didn't get a chance to do a salvation call. My faith is that they're going to listen to the show. Brandon and the crew has the link posted on the Facebook with the number so they can call in and talk, you know, as I care about these kids and I want them to have a relationship with God. I really do. It's important. It's the only way to make heaven is to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so, that's my goal. That's the goal. We want to make heaven. And that's regardless of what age you are. And folks, I don't care if you're 100. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can accept Him, and you can be changed. I know I've heard stories of people who accepted, and I'd rather you not do that, but hey, that's better than nothing. We ended up getting kids to a certain coffee shop over, and I did go to McDonald's afterward to pick up some grub. In fact, I ran through this McDonald's, and I got me a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, which is the number 6 meal, large size, which means it comes with a large order of America's favorite fries and large Coke with, of course, no ice. Because ice can be good sometimes, but in my mind, it really does water down the pop. It does water down the pop if you put too much in at all. Not to mention that it takes up some. So, drink it. I want to taste it. And so, it was a great night, and I was glad I got to do that. And so, now that we are back to normal tonight, here's the plan. Got a couple different books with me tonight, so I'm going to read from you Deuteronomy 28, and then I'm going to read from you the chapter of Mark, the issue of blood, and there's something there I want to show you. And then I feel like God wants me to talk about the blessing. Deuteronomy 28, blessings. So that's what I'm going to do tonight for the exhortation. And then we got cut off because we had to go to last night. I have a full weekend of sports to get to, including the winter conferences. NHL and NBA have started their regional conference finals, the conference finals. So NBA East, NBA West, and then NHL East, NHL West conference. So bit on how that's going. And then we have some Tigers. How did they do this weekend with Seattle? And then how did they do? And I'm going to tell you how it went. But you'll have to stick around. You tuned in. It's going to be busy tonight, folks. It's going to be real busy. So, I'm going to go in to the introduction, the how to listen to the show, and what this is, the idea of this is, and I want you to know what you can tell other people. And don't just tell them in person. Post it. What did I want to put? Twitter. YouTube. Instagram. Whatever. Whatever you use, we just want to get the word out. And want to grow our listenership to be famous. I could care less about fame. What the goal is to reach people for Jesus. That's the goal. But we do also, for those of you who love sports, we talk sports as well. So, and I give insight. I make predictions. The NBA West was a series I essentially refused to predict because I wasn't exactly for sure how I thought it was going to turn out. Based on what I feel like that has become a little more clear. I think we have to play another game. No. I'm going to make that prediction tonight. I am. Because they won't play again until after I'm off the air tomorrow night. And you guys wouldn't see me until Monday. And so I am going to do that tonight. Or I might have to wait and do that tomorrow night. And so with that introduction, here's what you can tell people about how to listen to and be a part of this great show. Here's what you can do. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. You'll see a link. No, you will see a search bar. And in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then after you type that in, you'll see a link. And the link takes you to the link. What the link's going to do is the link is going to take you to our channel, which is called Living Large. And we've done well over 140 episodes. We're getting closer to 150. And so it's all been good. None of not one. Was for some reason I would screen it and prove it. I would totally screen it and scrutinize it before I let it be put on the website. I mean, like the streaming, but anyhow, we've done a lot of great things, and here, as far as the scheduling, here's what you can tell them. Generally, we do this show every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, starting at 6:30, and we go until generally somewhere around 7:45, 7:50, 7:55, sometimes. So somewhere in there. So we're generally on the air for 1:15 to 1:20 or 25 minutes. That's about what we average. And so that's just so you know. And it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device, on your smartphone. You do everything else on your smartphone. You order food on it. You shop for stuff on it. You do work on it, emails. Some of you probably play on that at work when you shouldn't be, but I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying. but use it for something that's going to change your life for the better, and that is listening to this program. And we really are hoping to have an impact. And so hit that follow button. And what's going to happen is when you hit that follow button, we have a follow button there on the website. And what's going to happen is when you hit that follow button, you're going to get notified whenever we get ready to do a show. So, for example, tomorrow night, 5:30, we're going to have a show. No, excuse me, 6:30. 6:30. I don't know what my brain was thinking. 6:30. So, Monday, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, every night at 6:30. Three nights a week at 6:30 we do the show. And enjoy the Word of God and enjoy what Miracle Man has to say about sports. And so it is a great thing. It's a great thing. Also, we have a telephone number that you can call in and you can talk to us generally about whatever you want to talk about. And we have two very simple rules, but I'll explain those after I give out the telephone number. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then what you'll do is you listen for the prompts. And then when prompted to do so, you press 1. And then my assistant, Annie, sitting over here at McDonald's, she'll let me know that a call's coming. And then I'm going to approve it, and I'm going to say, go ahead. And then you get on, and you can talk. And as I said, in general, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about generally. But we have two exceptions. One of them is an exception. That this is not a political talk show. So, I do not, neither does Preacher Man, to be a divisive program. We don't want to divide people. That's not how you get people to Jesus. It's by trying to be divisive. And so what we do is we just say, we're not going to talk about politics on this program. And if you do call in and you want to discuss politics, we try to discuss it. What's going to happen? Rather than... And just throw you off the air, what's going to happen? Pray for those who have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do, and then I'm going to tell you to vote in the upcoming elections. And yes, as we do love all people, just as the Bible says. That doesn't mean we have to approve of everything someone does or anything like that. But. And so that's what we're going to do. Now, this other rule. This show is a family show. What this means is we invite people of all ages, backgrounds, and what have you, to come on, receive from God, listen to me talk about sports and whatever else we want to talk about, and you, not feel. You know, we just want people to feel comfortable. No, that does not mean we're going to be politically correct, but just to say, we, me and Preacher Man both, we want this to be a show that God is proud of. And so with that in mind, we just ask generally that you keep your language, whatever you want to talk about, you know, just keep it appropriate. And so, generally, what we always say is if you wouldn't say certain words to God, by all means, please do not come say the same on this program. And so, we can still talk about sports, though, in that, and we will if you call in and you want to. And so we can just have a good night, take some phone calls hopefully, and have fun in the process. We're gonna in just about 120 seconds or so compromise Word of God. After we pray. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great show tonight. I thank you for these listeners who have joined in from Word God, and I just thank you that you bless them for joining the show. I thank you that you bless me for doing this. You bless me for reaching these people. I pray that you would anoint my lips tonight and that you would use me as an oracle. What you have me say, Lord. And I just give you praise for that. And Lord, I thank you for this show, that this show prospers greatly, that we have great increase in audience, that we have sponsors coming on to help us. I thank you that in your name, Jesus, we have finances coming in. And I thank you, Jesus, that we have good new equipment. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's open up our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Praise God, Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I am going to read the whole chapter. There's only a certain part of it that I'm going to talk about a little bit later when I exhort. But one of the goals, what we want in this program, we want people to participate. And what this means generally is if I sing a song, you join in and sing along with your Bible, as I'm doing right now. You open the Bible and study where I tell the turn. If I pray, you pray. And that's how we do this. And the way you're going to get the most out of the show is being. And so, with that, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I'm going to start reading. I'm going to let you catch up. So, if you fully obey the Lord your God and clearly follow all his commands. Okay, hang on, I'm just turning the page that I gave you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All of these blessings will come upon you and will accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, or the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, and they will flee from you in seven ways. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you, and the Lord will establish you as his holy people. And he promised you an oath, and if you keep the commands of the Lord your God, and you walk in his ways, then all of the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. And the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, and you carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods, not following other gods or serving them. You do not obey the Lord your God, and you do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today. All of these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the field. Uh-oh. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. And the crops of your land, calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. And the Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke. your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. The Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. The Lord in disease with fever and inflammation, scorching heat and drought, with blight and with mildew, which will plague you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but you will flee from them in seven. And you will become a thing of horror to all of the kingdoms on earth. This is, will be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. And there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and the and tumors and festering sores in the skin from which you cannot be cured. And the Lord will afflict you with maidenness, blindness, and confusion of mind. At midday, you will grope about like a blind man in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day, you will be oppressed and robbed. And with no one to rescue you, and you will be pledged to be married a woman, but another will take her and will ravish her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it, and you will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you, and you will not be, it will not be your turn. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will give them. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another nation, and you will wear out your eyes watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. The people will still do not know what eat, what your land and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you see will drive you mad, and the Lord will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. And the Lord will drive you, and the king you set over you, to a nation unknown to you or your fathers. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror and an object of scorn and you will and a ridicule to all the nations where the Lord will drive you. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little, because locusts will devour it all. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes, because worms will eat them. And you will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use the oil, because the olives will. You will have tons, you will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, because they will go into captivity. Swarms of locusts will take over all of your trees and the crops of your land. The alien who lives among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. But you will not lend to him. He will be the head, but you will be the tail. All of these curses will come upon you, and they will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord, your God, the commands and decrees that he gave you. They will be a sign and a wonder to you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. Therefore, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far ends of the earth, like an eagle swarming down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect of the old or pity of the young. They will devour the young out of your livestock and the crops of your land until you are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, nor wine, or oil, nor any calves of your herds, or lamps of your flocks until you are ruined. They will lay sick to all. All right. I'm going to cut it off right there at verse 64. All right. Let's go to the Book of Mormon.
So she started it.
We're going to go to the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And we're going to see what Jesus did, some miracle he himself. You're going to see here in the chapter some things that Jesus healed some people. And so, here we go. We're going to start with verse 1. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart, and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear that you will not torture me." But Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus, just turn the page, again and again, not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Well, send us to go to them." He gave them permission. And the evil spirits came out, and they went into the pigs, and the herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank right into the lake, and they were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town of in countryside. And the people, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to spread of Jesus to leave their region. And as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been even possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went home. He went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. And verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him. While he was by the lake, then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet, and he pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. Now, this man was desperate. I'm going to come back to this and explaining what was happening later when we exhort, but for now we're going to keep reading. Verse 24. So Jesus went with them. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she only grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body, praise God, she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jairus realized that power, he realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, He turned around in the crowd and asked me, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you? His disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? And Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, he told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Oh, yes. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. In peace, be freed from your suffering. And while Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion of people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead. She's just asleep. But they laughed at him, knowing he was dead. Not thinking she was dead. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumai, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Praise God. All right. We read tonight in Deuteronomy about the blessings and curses, the blessings for obedience of God, curses for disobedience. Now, with that being the old covenant, you know, in Deuteronomy, many of these would still happen today, but in other forms. Things would happen and that nature. But what I want to talk about is the blessing. Sorry about that. Folks, if you obey God, if you keep the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, if you live how Jesus says to live, and you don't break hedges, and you just obey Jesus, do as he says, you'll have these Deuteronomy 28 blessings, all of them, if you act according. So if you, like, if you're sowing your seed, the work of your hands and what have you, you'll be blessed. You'll be successful. Praise God. At your job and in the field, whether you being in the field is your job, or maybe it's just you're planting some of your own food, maybe, out in the country. Some people do that. But God wants to bless that. And he will, if you ask him to. And if you obey God, pay your tithes, stay in his word, you know, stay out of sin, do as the word says, praise the Lord, you can have those Deuteronomy 28 blessings. And that blessings include, those blessings include avoiding those boils that are talked about later in that chapter where it goes into the curses. Those boils that can't be cured, diseases of all different kinds. This doesn't mean you won't get a cold and flu once in a while or something else. Stuff happens. The devil tries to attack. And when he does, curse him. Curse him. I mean, you curse the stuff. But, you know, in order to have the blessing of God on your life, you have to be obedient. You can't, God will not reward disobedience. Kind of like how parents will not reward bad behavior. Neither will God. And now we look at Mark chapter 5. We saw how God healed a man, freed a man of a demon. I wish we had more of that in our churches today. More people coming in with demons and being totally set free of them. And then Jesus, we saw in the other passage in Mark 5, we saw how Jesus healed the woman of blood, of the bleeding that she had had for basically her whole life. She was 12 when it stopped. She was basically born with it. Generally, The first few years of my life were not pretty at all. I was a very sick little boy. But Jesus is done. We had item after item after item after item after item. Doctor's appointment after doctor's appointment. Trip to Ann Arbor here. And all this crazy stuff. God started to move. God started to move. And look at me now. 28. Should have died many, many, many years ago. But Jesus is working. He continues to work. And I'm going to have the rest of my healing. I'm going to have it. That manifestation is going to take place. And I give God the glory all the time. And you know, it's just amazing what people God is just so amazing. Oh yes, I love my Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Amen. Thank you for the your miracle working power, Jesus. Now I'm going to pray. Lord, I thank you. For your miracles. That you are the God of miracles. We read tonight about these two people that you healed. Two of the people. The demon possessed man that was freed. And then the girl who was healed of that issue of blood. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are healing Jesus. And Lord God, I pray right now over all of these people who are listening that need a healing in their body or in their mind, or if they have some kind of spirit that's not of you on the inside of them, I thank you, Lord God, that you will heal these people, free these people. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. For freedom, for deliverance, for healing, and for your power. And Lord, thank you for your blessings on us, that you bless us as we obey you. I call Deuteronomy 28 blessings on all of us. I call them on myself. Amen. I call them on myself. And I call them on these listeners, Lord, that you bless us all. Thank you, Lord God, for these listeners, that they took time to listen to me share the word of God. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight for the word, for your word and what you did, you've done, for us, Lord, and for your miracle working power. In Jesus' name, amen. And this upcoming sports episode that I'm going right into. Coca-Cola, which is available at a McDonald's near you for the low price of just $1. Tax extra. See store for details. All right. It's baseball season first and foremost in my mind, so dun 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 dun. The Detroit Tigers this past weekend played a series with the Seattle Mariners. Friday they did not play, it was rained out. So they had to do a doubleheader on Saturday, a straight doubleheader, starting at 4:10 first game and then 7:30 second game. First game they win 5-2. The other game they lose 9-6. Sunday they win 5-4 on a walk-off run. Monday, they won. Yesterday, they win 6-3, and a very unlikely player hit two home runs and had five RBIs. Five. And keep in mind, the Tigers were out four starters, including Cabrera, and a couple others. In this series, Robert Cano, don't you know, as John Sterling of the Yankees Radio Network used to say, I heard clips on ESPN Radio years ago of when Robert Cano was on the team, and John Sterling would say, Robert Cano, and don't you know, and the Yankees have a 4-3 lead, or something like that. They did say, don't you know, and I love John Sterling. I love how he would make those calls. Or Rodriguez hits a home run. Alex Rodriguez, it's another A-bomb from A-Rod. And the Yankees have a 6-2 lead. And they've been generally doing pretty good. Last night they played the Cleveland Indians. Tonight, the Tigers play the Indians, 7:10 start. Annie, what are they doing right now? Tigers. Because try to do it up to the minute late when I get to this part of the program. If they've started, it's after 7:10, so that's the only reason why I'm curious. But anyhow, with that in mind, folks, I'm actually surprised that the Tigers are doing as well as they are and staying within a couple games of first place. 4-1 in the... Oh, the Tigers are already down 4-1. So, folks, I'm going to have to get you praying for your Tigers, folks. But... Ron Garden Hire and the staff, they're really trying to work with what they have. And so, in terms of basketball right now, in this weekend's action, on Sunday, you had Rockets. No, that was yesterday. on Sunday you had Cleveland versus Boston in Beamtown, and the Celtics beat the Cavs very handedly by like over 20 points. LeBron did not play that great, and neither did the rest of the Cavs. Cleveland is down 0-1. I know they both have, but right now I'm with Cleveland. Cleveland is down 0-1, and they look to – is it tonight or tomorrow, Cleveland? Cleveland, the Cavs-Celtics game 2 is tonight at 8:30. Check with Horses, folks. And here's what I think about this series. If LeBron and the Cavs cannot fix this and win tonight, I think it's going to be a 5-game series. I do. If they can't fix this. So, going to have to hope they win tonight. And I think tonight Cleveland's going to try harder, a lot harder. I think they'll win, but I think it's going to be a 3-point win. 112-109, Cavs find a way and win. Now, we're going to look at the NBA West. In Houston last night, Rockets versus the defending champion Warriors with Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green. And, last night, the Rockets were defeated by the Warriors by 12 points. They lost. I think Houston comes back and wins game 2 tomorrow night. I think they will. And Tyler Irving and the Rockets. I think it is going to be a great series. But I do think Golden State will probably end up winning that series. I do, to be honest with you. Now, hockey. And first, before I get into what happened, I need to apologize for something. I said that I really did believe that Nashville would win Game 7 of their Western Conference Series, of their Round 2 Series. That did not happen. Instead, Winnipeg beat them 4-1. So Winnipeg and Vegas, and right now that series is tied 1-1. I think Vegas could surprise some people and end up in the Stanley Cup Finals first year. Eastern Conference, Lightning are down. They're getting kind of lit up. They've given Red Wings problems last time. The Red Wings were in the playoffs. The Lightning, I kind of feel like, might be the new Wings, unfortunately. But with that, folks, hope everyone enjoyed tonight's show. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow.